Well, I'm sitting here doing the initial outline for Rutherford Media Ventures. And I'm getting kind of frustrated because there's this battle taking place inside my head about whether or not I'm thinking too big or not big enough. Basically, like I've said before, essentially it's going to be like a three-pronged horse, whatever you want to call it. There's going to be a sports aspect to it called Rutherford Sports Network. There's going to be a hard news, sort of a newspaper-esque kind of, online newspaper-esque kind of deal, where there's going to be mainly a lot of analysis and columns and whatnot of the news. Some news feeds coming in, and basically where there's a lot of interaction. The key to all three phases of this is interaction. And then there's going to be a magazine style, long form deal that I'm going to basically make into a magazine style, which is going to be sort of offbeat, sort of like creative loafing, so to speak. It's one of those things. Here's the whole deal. Eventually, I want to turn all of this into something to where I'm basically editing all of this. I'm basically the managing editor, essentially the publisher, and occasional contributor. I want to get contributors. I want to get people who can help with the advertising. I want to make this the middle-of-the-road alternative to the liberal and conservative medias. There'll be liberal sides, there'll be conservative sides. I would like to find a liberal contributors and conservative contributors and have them interact in positive, constructive rhetoric. Not this insulting, slashing, dashing, and bashing deal we see in the media nowadays. I want to have people who are critical of the media. And basically, I just want to have something to where people take charge of what's going on and get involved and not have to feel like they have to settle for two political parties and two political points of view. And also, you know, it's part of the inspiration's Huffington Post, Slate, Daily Caller, other websites and such, but I want to go more in depth about it. I want to have it to where the key word of all of this is interaction. I want to have, with the RSN website, to where we have moderated chats during football games, to where you got people who are giving their input for their particular favorite team during the game and answering questions during the game. A well-informed fan who keeps track of the stories and who can input from a local level of what's going on in the world. So, yeah, it's a very complicated idea. Maybe I'm overreaching a bit with it, but my viewpoint is this. It's better to overreach and then have to pull back than to not reach far enough and have to extend my reach, you know, so to speak. But, like I said, this is the embryonic stages right now. Not even infant stages, embryonic stages. The names may change, but the whole aspect is interaction, written columns, audio podcast, video podcast, and maybe even some video streaming of things. We simply don't know yet, but I'm looking at trying to find writers now. And that's the next phase. That's part of the reason I'm going to Dragon Con, is to try and schmooze a bit, interact, network, so to speak, and you know, see what comes up there. Well, that's it for now. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.